Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is no debating it. The British government is behind the bombings. Our criminal government joined at the hip was behind 9/11. You have the manuals, the training books, the government's own admissions of why they like to do this. And, of course, it comes out that the person they're saying is the mastermind of the last two waves of bombings in London is a MI6 asset being protected. They're always protected. Their spin is, though, because they don't want them to bomb them. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, again, I believe from all the evidence the 7/7 bombings were government ops, no Muslims involved. They just waited till Muslims got on trains, had bombs on them, blew them up. The evidence shows that. The second wave, the duds, was meant to overshadow all the evidence coming out on the first one. And those were designed where they had criminal types plant duds on board, and then witnesses said they were surprised by the duds going off. They ran. Why would they detonate the duds and then run? They're just idiot criminals hired by this MI6 agent, not asset, media saying agent. We know who this guy is. We've reported on him before. He is an asset, ladies and gentlemen, more than an asset, an agent. So we have that coming out. We'll play that clip later. Paul Watson's coming up. Right now, let's go to Rick in Reno. Rick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Coast to Coast AM tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Blitz your friends, your relatives, email contacts, message boards with this information, and also plug Martial Law 9/11 because that is the main vehicle to keep you on the air. Also, does your film Martial Law 9/11 have the correction of Minoru Yamasaki?
Yes.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing you tonight.
All right. Thanks, brother. That's right. No rest for the wicked, and I'm wicked, folks. I'm trying to admit I'm wicked and not be such a fallen soul. We all are. But the truly wicked don't even know they're wicked, but I guess no rest for the wicked. I never get to sleep. Yes, I'm on Coast to Coast AM for 3, maybe 4 hours tonight. In some time zones tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in New York. Go ahead, Andrew.
Alex.
Hi.
I've been plugging your websites for a couple months now out of
appreciate
my
own
pocket. Not a problem. You're telling the truth. I appreciate that. Which is more than I could say for most of my quote-unquote elected officials. More to the point is, also been using the public access, which I probably mentioned in the past, but as of this afternoon, you're now on for about 3 hours a week in central New York for a combined potential, let's see, out of 160,000 homes, that's 230,000 people potential, plus your show 9/11 plays down a New Paltz from time to time, and Manhattan Cable, also down in New York City, is kind enough to play my shows whenever I mail them in, of course, and I always have at least something of yours as well taken.
Well, look, you're one person, Andrew, and you have reached hundreds of thousands of people. I can only commend you.
Well,
I mean, getting stuff aired in Manhattan, that's a potential of a million.
Yeah. I didn't include them just because of the simple fact that it's not on a regular basis. It's like you submit one, but it takes like a month before it plays because there's so many people, you know, using it down there. But the idea is just, you know, by slowly. See, I was statewide, but then they yanked it once I started talking about jury rights and things like that. You know, the powers that be don't like that sort of thing. But anyway, I've been out of my own pocket. I built myself up a nice little fortune, I guess, if you will, by buying up HUD houses, fixing them up, and renting them out. And now I'm taking the money that I swore when I lived in a tent what I would do is commit myself. And now that I am
You know what?
Here,
you want to hold over and tell us about that?
Sure, if you want to, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it's people like Andrew who don't just call into the show and you know, talking about it. It's the folks that become leaders and actually get out there and wake up the dumbed-down mass. They're saving this country and potentially this planet. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, being posted at InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net as well. Steve Watson's put together a good synopsis with the facts. Terror expert 77 Mastermind was working for British Intelligence Group, was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 1990s. We need to add this comment at the top, though. Bin Laden was an asset used to attack the Serbs, used before that to attack the Russians, protected. When Clinton, when the Sudanese offered to arrest him, our government said no in 98, 99. Same thing when he was in Afghanistan in 2000. They refused. They've had a bunch of other Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA members protected in MI6 safe houses before 9/11 and after. The BBC headline 3 years ago was MI6 protecting bin Laden. We got to get that linked up there. We got to spell it out for people. All the evidence is in the article. We got to spell it out for people. Again, as usual, classic MO. The person that, you know, admittedly, as the mastermind of these useful idiots detonating duds on board all of these trains, all magically does, just to scare people, it turns out, is being protected by the British government and by our government, going back to 99. It's a government asset. The government has the motive. Gee, surprise. The one group that has the massive motive are the people behind it. They're banning free speech in England on the streets. The law is going into effect in like a week. I went and bullhorned Parliament, and that's it. Next time I will be arrested. They already tried to threaten to. I got some kind of ticket. I'm in some intelligence file now. We're going to tell you that whole story and everything else that happened in England and go over all of this. But look, people, some people say, the majority don't, why do you talk about the bombings so much? Because, folks, if we don't expose who's behind 9/11, if we don't expose who was behind Oklahoma City, if we don't expose how the FBI, again, cooked the bomb, trained the driver, had their paid informant cook it for them, and then the informant said, okay, they're going to bomb it, let's bust them. They said, no, the bombing goes forward. 1993. It's the same thing. This needs to be in our article. Same thing, 93. Same thing, 95. Same thing, 2001. Same thing now. It's the same M.O. over and over and over again. Every time there's just accidentally drills going on at the exact same time. Every time the people are on the payroll being protected, and they've got useful idiots under them who carry out the bombing. And then the people that gave them the money and the funding openly don't get in trouble, and they'll pop up again. We're going to play that clip later. Paul Watson's coming up. So is Terry and Regina and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Paul has the flu now. It took its toll on him, he said. The grueling pace being drug about by me. Let's see. Duke Lordly can't hang, can't keep up with the Joneses. I'm joking. I'm being obnoxious. Paul and his brother are just incredible. I love them to death. They work so hard. Never complaining as I ran around like a hyper bird dog, literally bumping into walls. I was trying to go so fast. Right now, I'm ducking into pubs. Oh, I'm just joking. no, let's continue here. Let's go back here and finish up with Andrew real fast in New York, who says he has gone all over the state of New York and put my films and other films on TV, and it's reached millions of people. And he was saying that he promised himself when he was living in a tent, and now he's become somewhat wealthy, that he was going to do this. Andrew, please tell us about your American success story in fighting the New World Order.
To do so would require volumes, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. What I found out was many times when I attempted to start a job, as some people find out, you know, you just don't make it. Sometimes you get bankrupted by forces beyond your own control. But I never lost sight of the fact that, you know, there were other problems greater than mine that still needed to be attended to. And I always said, you know, and worked at it by going on public access, which, of course, led to my not being able to get a job for a lot of places because I would be recognized. And I because not for what they disliked, but because I had just spoken out. And they were afraid they might lose business or advertising, you know, you name it. They were worried about it. It wasn't that it would had happened or would happen. It might, the potential was there to lose money. I was like, you know, that is so sinful. I said,
Well, when everybody has that attitude, you should support people who are outspoken, even if you disagree with them, because that's what makes us all free. That's the ether in which liberty swims. But now, if I was getting what you said in the first segment or the last segment right, though, you've then been blessed, though, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, what happened was I had, through working then on a number of nurseries and greenhouses, I picked up a lot of skills to the point where I'm like the good old Yankee. If it's too hard, you're doing it wrong. And especially making money, it requires more of a know-how than anything in some form and fashion, and we could explain that all day. We won't get into it. But what happened was is I went looking for property, and I had done a lot of things, helping people out, all my friends fixing up their houses when they bought theirs. So I learned a lot of skills. So I was looking for some blank land, and lo and behold, I just went to the HUD website just for the heck of it. And there was a house, and it said $3,000. I said, well, that thing's got to be excuse my language, but it's got to be a hellhole. But it would be my hellhole. Well, I went and I bought that house. Now, mind you, no, here's the kicker. Now, mind you, we're talking about the same government that loses nuclear military secrets on laptop computers and gets us $600 hammers and $700 toilet seats. A month later, I pulled the permits to do some of the work you need permits. And the gentleman behind the counter goes, so, which house did you want that for, Andy? And I go, well, it was a two-family, but no, I'm going to keep it as a one. He goes, no. Which house? So I go, what are you talking about? Tap, tap on the computer, and a digital photo comes up, and there's this big, giant giant mansion next door that nobody knew. Who owns that place? And I'd always been thinking, who owns this place next to my bed? Gosh, that thing's a mansion. Well, the guy behind the counter goes, well, I don't know about you. He's like, but you're paying taxes on it. The lot never got split up. You own that great big mansion next door. So suddenly my, of course, HUD covers the closing costs. Actually, the house only cost me $2,600.
So at first you were politically active and lost a lot of money. And then this chain of events happened, and now you've bought a bunch of houses and become wealthy, and you're now putting documentaries all over TV, all over New York. I want to commend you, Andrew, and just thank you for calling in. And ought to have you on sometime as a guest to tell that story, and God bless you, my friend.
Hey, all I can say is I buy nothing really for myself. It's just to help educate others in many ways. Like I said, running the ads to let people know about, you know, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, you know, getting you on the shortwave and on the Internet, and your videos. Of course, I've made over a couple hundred copies that I've handed out. Lord only knows how many people have copied off the public access. So,
well, Andrew, again, it's people like you that are holding back the entire hordes of the New World Order. And Paul's holding, but I want to go to him. But be sure and call me back again, because I'm fully aware of folks like you that are out there doing this, and I just want to commend you. God bless.
Same and likewise.
Take care, my friend. Folks, that's been my experience. If you're pure of heart, if you believe in what you're doing, if you ask God for guidance, none of us are perfect. We're all, bad at certain levels. But if we try to be good and we try to do it for the right reasons and we work hard, God will bless us. And all these people that are losers, who are cowering and licking boots of the system and doing everything they can thinking that'll get them ahead, that really doesn't get you ahead in life. It's going to cause the destruction of this civilization. Paul Watson with the flu joining us. Paul, good to have you on, my friend.
Good to be here, Alex.
You're not too sick to do the invitation. They don't know who he is.
I'll try my best.
We got to tell that story later. Paul, we got about 3 minutes to break, though, but in an encapsulated nutshell, a thumbnail in a sketch, tell us what you think of the 3 days that we rampaged across London.
Well, one of the biggest things it underlined for me was how easy it is to indoctrinate people into holding the establishment mindset by giving them, the smallest amount of authority. Because we talked about David Shaler and Michael Meacher, who have in their time held positions of significant power and influence. But they were the nicest and most polite people you'd ever wish to meet. And then we try and talk to people who are given a gnat's wing of authority, the tiniest role imaginable, and yet they're the most arrogant. People like the guard at the Tower of London, who was in the kind of a tourist help booth, and we're just leaving the Tower of London, which was a horrible experience in itself, which we could talk about later. And you point the camera at him and basically say, so, how's business at the Tower today? And he said, I do not perform for your camera, and then basically tried to stare us out, and then hid away in his little cubbyhole. And this is a guy who's supposedly employed to help the public.
Yeah, we just paid like £20 a piece to go see all their torture racks, and we ripped out William Wallace's guts and burned them. Ha ha ha! The remains of all the people we killed are right here. And there's skulls everywhere, and they have these big ravens that they keep that are hopping around everywhere. I mean, the woman who got mad because you were getting nauseated just looking at it.
Yeah, well, that's when they had the coronation playing on big screens. Literally, it was making me want to be sick. So I said that. And then she snapped and turned around and said something like, how dare you not be proud of our culture? And, I said, well, that's not my culture. 3 centuries of pillaging, raping, and brutalizing the world in the name of this degenerate family is not my culture.
Yeah, that was a lot of... And a lot more happened, folks. We're going to talk about our interview with MI5 agent David Shaler, the former cabinet member and the Blair government, member of parliament, Michael Meacher. Huge interview. They both said more than they've ever said. And that's all going to be going on the web very soon. We're working on it right now. And bullhorning parliament. an absolute pleasure.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the real money, folks.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Next segment, there's so much news, like Homeland Security nets more than 500 gang members in arrest. Oh, they deal with gangs now. Yes, that's terrorism. And we're going to play that clip from Fox News where, oh yeah, the masterminds, MI6, uh-huh, or the bombings, uh-huh, but everything's okay. They've got a nice spin for you. That's what we've got to add to the article we've written, is explaining the spin. The spin is just ridiculous. And Chertoff saying, you know, we may be nuked any minute, give up all your freedoms. But, Paul, finishing up with the Tower of London, because I was going to all these historical places to illustrate the enslavement, then we'll get into this headline, BBC, British authorities impose free speech zones. And, of course, we just got right in the middle of all of this. But for those that don't understand, you're at the tower where they kept Rudolf Hess, folks, in World War II. I mean, this was a functioning prison until the 50s. The giant complex of prisons and where they killed their own family members and where in one area they showed you where they dumped 1,500 people they'd killed, and out there on that tree we would hang 24 people every Saturday for entertainment, and they would hang people off those chains into the Thames River, and then they would beg and plead, and we would eat our lunches and drink a pint, and it was the entertainment, which it is. Is your torture now the entertainment here in America? And we took William Wallace and ripped his intestines out and burned them, and we begged a piece of garbage, and, which one of these plaques worships Longshanks? We don't call him Longshanks. We call him Albert the whatever his name was. Look at him up there. Look at him. He's so wonderful. How do you become one of these tower guards? Well, let me tell you how we become a tower guard. Let me tell you. 24 years in His Majesty's army, and we'd have trusted the Navy with not a single mark on your credit as a master sergeant. And then the crown, the crown. I mean, Watson, watching someone worship a family like this is disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was, a big worship fest of the elite. They were talking about, you know, we hung, drawn, and quartered him, took out his bowels and burned them, and it was all very funny and quaint. And then we even dared to film the precious crown and the jewels, which was not allowed, and that we had a bunch of people running around snitching on us for filming this kind of thing. And so throughout the entire experience, it was just a lapdog worship of royalty, and everybody was buying into it with this sycophantic attitude, and it just rubbed off everywhere. It was sickening.
And see, that's how a fascist system works. You know, in Hitler's Germany, it wasn't just Hitler that got worshipped, anyone in the black uniform. See, or in a Soviet commissariat, everyone must grovel. Paul, I mean, obviously you're from England, your brother lives in London, you go to London quite a bit, but, I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but when I started pointing out, all right, see Mithra, she looks down on the sacrifice, and then you guys started seeing it everywhere. Describe that for people.
Well, yeah, every single World War monument, which shows dead soldiers, basically, you know, with things like the Glorious Dead written on them. The one in Hyde Park said, the necessity of sacrifice or something like that.
And it said the order of the dead, yeah.
And order in every case, you had these goddesses on chariots staring down at these dead soldiers. So,
and these obelisks, these...
Yeah.
But then I said, watch, wherever we go, it's like this in the U.S. too, wherever there's a war memorial, it'll be an obelisk, and then there'll be a goddess looking down. And then we saw it all over the city.
Yeah, there's a fascination with death. You won't find anywhere near that amount of war memorials in any other major British city. There's like one in every major city in London.
They also have kings and lords imaged as Hercules or as Zeus, or as Achilles, so God worship too of the king.
That's right, and then you get to the law courts, Tower Bridge. You've got gargoyles staring down and everything. So it's awash with this kind of elitist symbolism.
Well, huge dragons guarding the cities, and even the tour guides tell you that Mithra. This is the city founded by Mithra, guarded by the dragon, the snake. But what about the giant spike celebrating William Wallace and the heads?
Well, yeah, that's what they used to do with
it. I mean, for those that see those, the movie Braveheart, which is more historical than what most people try to say, but regardless, William Wallace was good. They killed him. They're still celebrating it 800 years later how they killed him.
Exactly. You'd think it'd be the opposite, but they were very proud of that fact. And obviously, we wouldn't get our heads stuck on the spikes today, but it's still a law in Hyde Park Speaker's Corner. You can't criticize the monarchy. You have total freedom of speech, but you can't criticize the monarchy. That's freedom.
Yeah, oh, exactly. You have freedom of speech unless you speak. And we have all this on tape. You can say nothing hateful, nothing that criticizes the crown, or nothing that causes a riot. Other than that, you have absolute, total free speech. And we'll talk about free speech when we return.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, folks, live. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Regina and Ron and Bob and many others that are patiently holding. Before we go back to Paul, I want to remind you that we have a great sponsor, Big Berkey. They have the British-made Big Berkey. They have the American-made Black Berkey elements in a stainless model or in the Lexan model. And personally, I've seen the specs. They have the university studies. The British Berkey is excellent. The American-made is even less, and it's even better. Cuts out even more to non-detectable. That means an electron microscope can find nothing. And it's made right here in America. They've got just several different specials. They got a couple of 225 specials, $225 on units that at the store are $350, and that they normally sell for like $265. $225 right now. Just call them and ask, or get the sports bottle that does 630 refills for only $20 if you get five of them. These filters are normally $35 at the store, and the elements that New Millennium uses are even better. They're even bigger. My sister went on a big trip to some third world country with everything you can imagine. I forget, New Guinea or something. And her whole school group she went with got sick except for her and her friend who had the big Berkeys, the little sports filters. Because normally the little filter bottles have like a tiny little element. I mean, the element in these is like a third of the bottle. It's big. It really cuts it out. They got a bunch of other great deals. Just give them a call, 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them it's an Alex Jones special to take advantage of those specials, or go to InfoWars.com, and you can get the specials right there as well. By the way, again, I have made 12 films. I carry a bunch of other videos and a bunch of other great books and books on tape. Great tools to wake people up. Whether it's on the Second Amendment, we have the JPFO's incredible Second Amendment video that everybody needs to see. It comes with three free booklets when you order it on VHS or DVD. Innocence Betrayed. I have the USS Liberty, Tito Howard video with all the admirals and captains and everybody about how our government, you know, set up the attack with Israel on the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt to start World War III. But luckily, thank God, the ship didn't sink and the truth got out. It's just those are two of the videos I carry of dozens of other titles. Then there's my 12 films, films like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, American Dictators. We've got discounts of upwards of 75% off when you get three or more of any of the 12 films I've made. Toll-free number to order. We're also carrying Joyce Riley's new video that's excellent. We just got it in, shipping now. It is titled, of course, Beyond Treason, about chemical and biological testing on our troops, the admissions, to show you how ruthless this government is. Powerful film. We have it for the same price they do. So the toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or last but not least, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, now in operation for 15 months. And a lot of great members out there. I want to thank you for your support. All my videos, all my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, special text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a horde of other ebooks, dozens of other documentary films we've been authorized to post in every different format, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and your support is vital to our operations. I mean, folks, usually it's, you know, 10 bucks, 9 bucks, 5 bucks a month just to listen to radio shows, you know, on the other big networks. We have it all there for 15 cents a day. The videos, everything. A cup of coffee is on average about a dollar. Okay, so 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or order hard copies via Infowars.com. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. That's how you make this show possible. You also need to support our local affiliates. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. They have incredible courage. They love liberty. Call and thank their sponsors. Buy from their sponsors if it's a product you want. At the same time, tell folks about that local station and the type of shows, the type of broadcast they're carrying. They're carrying this broadcast. Chances are they're carrying other great broadcasts. So tell folks about that local affiliate, whether it's in Ohio or California or Texas or, you know, Missouri or Florida or Illinois. Tell them about that affiliate and thank those sponsors. All right, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, let's go through some more examples of this. Before we get to the bullhorning of the tower that is going up this evening, we're encoding it and, you know, getting some raw clips. I've got like 29 hours of footage, folks. Okay, that's how much we shot. The three of us shot 29 hours of footage in less than 3 days in London. We were very, very busy bees, busy beavers, as they say, fighting the globalists. But here's the headline. British authorities impose free speech zones. And this is exactly what our own government's done. Five anti-war activists demonstrating against a ban on unauthorized protests near Parliament have been arrested. And, folks, that just happened. A day after we... the day we left, this was happening. five anti-war activists demonstrating against a ban on unauthorized protests near Parliament have been arrested. A ban on protests within half a mile of Westminster, which have not been cleared by police, came into force at midnight. However, about 50 people wearing black gags to symbolize the infringement of their right to protest have gathered in Parliament Square in defiance. Ministers say planned protests can be held, but the rights of protesters or workers in the area must be balanced. And what they've said in the law is, You can't protest there. If you get a special permit for a certain time, a month before, you get like 15 to 20 minutes, no bullhorns, and the cops can say if you can protest or not. Folks, we were at bus stops, and they come over and threatened to arrest us for talking to people, you know, who witnessed the cops killing the young Brazilian. We would be anywhere, and cops would come over. And then some cops, seeing the armed cops, who were actually former military and weren't on power trips, would wave us over and let us take photos with them. So that's what tyranny's like, folks. It's whatever the bureaucrat wants to do, they do. Paul Watson, let's talk about this.
Well, you should have heard how the BBC reported it before I left yesterday. They were talking to the head of this Stop the War coalition, Lindsay German, about the law which bans them from protesting within half a mile of Parliament. And the first words out of the BBC reporter's mouths were akin to, "Isn't this all very silly and stupid in light of the fact of the recent bombings? Don't you think you're stretching the Metropolitan Police and, you know, acting against the interests of your own country?"
You got to write an article about that. So implying that protesting aids Al-Qaeda when the lead Al-Qaeda commander is MI6.
Yeah, so Al-Qaeda is attacking us because they hate our freedom, and yet it's the government that's taking our freedom away. BBC were pretty bad, but after these bombings, they've turned into the English equivalent of Fox News.
Well, can you tape some of that for me and mail it to me, Paul?
Well, it was on yesterday.
I know, but you can find it. Something similar.
Yeah.
Let's spend an hour and a half on dog grooming and 1 30-second bite about how we're banning protests. That's what I saw in the hotel room.
Well, yeah, it was frightening. The fact that they had, after these failed bombings, that gave them the pretense to have the headlines, you know, bombers on the loose, which justified more stringent crackdown. Then those bombers were caught, and the day after, the headline on the Sunday Times is, "Third terror cell on the loose." And the actual evidence was that they'd found a pile of old passports, and that meant that somebody could use those to carry out a terrorist attack.
Now, this free speech zone is the exact same thing our government's doing. It just blows my mind. Paul, describe for folks what happened first whenever we were trying to interview people just out at the entrances. We weren't blocking the entrances either. We're like standing at a fruit stand about 10 yards away from the entrance, talking to the fruit stand lady who witnessed them killing the Brazilian. Very quietly, and the police came over. Describe that. Then let's get into the bullhorning of the bullhorning of Parliament. Just, I guess, a day or so before it was banned.
Well, that's right. We were at Stockwell Underground Station, which was the site of the brutal shooting of de Menezes, the Brazilian, who, it came out, did not leap any barriers, was not acting suspiciously, was not wearing a heavy coat. He had a small denim jacket.
We've got to do an update on that too, Paul, a two-paragraph update.
Well, it was on there on Thursday, but you're right. So we're basically filming the floral tributes, the placards, the messages, just in the corner there of the underground station, not blocking anybody, not blocking the entrance, and also, as you said, interviewing the fruit lady at the grocery stall, who, by the way, suggested we should give up liberty for freedom.
By the way, that's an exact quote, folks.
Yeah, double think. So we're just basically filming bunches of flowers. We're not even filming the police who stood there.
And in case folks didn't hear what we just said, she said, "I think it's great what the police have done," in a Cockney accent. "I think it's just absolutely wonderful what they've done. He shouldn't have been running. You know, his visa was out. He shouldn't have done it. And I think we should give up our liberties for our freedom."
Yeah, and she said she'd be happy if they killed more innocent people. So we were interviewing her, filming the flowers, weren't even filming the police, and I get a very firm hand on the shoulder, certainly wasn't a tap, and the policeman says, "Can you follow me, please?" So I turn round, I call Alex over, and basically he said, "We needed their permission to film anywhere. And so, Alex...
Now, meanwhile, literally, folks, we got video of camera pods where there's like 15 cameras on it. Okay, I mean, literally, there's cameras all looking at us right now, and we're there, you know, and I've got my press passes. You don't even need those, folks. Supposedly free country, interviewing people, and this is what's happening.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, dozens of cameras mounted on poles surveilling us everywhere we go, and yet we film a few bunches of flowers, and we get accosted by the police. So they take, they ask us why we didn't ask permission, which is not even lawful. So then we ask permission, and he says no.
Well, then I said, what's the law? I said, what's the law? And he goes, well, it's just not polite.
Yeah. And so
then I said, okay, can I film you? No.
Yeah.
But at that time, we went ahead and turned the cameras on and shoved them in their face.
Well, yeah, my brother was filming all of this, like 3 yards away. And he didn't even notice that until we'd nearly finished the conversation. But he asked for Alex's details. Was it just name and address so they could get you in the Interpol database? And then they left. But it was a clear intimidation tactic.
Okay, next day,
filming flowers.
Next day, we go down to the entrance to Parliament. There's a little park right there with a statue of Winston Churchill, and there's a few protesters out there. Let's continue from there, and then I want to go to calls.
Well, yeah, it was later on in the same day, after we'd been to Trafalgar Square, made our way slowly down to Parliament Square, which is across from the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben, on just off Downing Street, obviously, ducking in and out of the rain because it started raining. And so we noticed all these giant placards, anti-war signs, deformed babies from the DU exposure in Iraq. And sitting there is Brian Hoare, who has, you know, fought numerous cases for him to stay there and have his freedom of speech, the latest of which he did win, but the proviso is he needs permission from the government to protest. So, that again, that's double thing. The media reported it as a victory for him, but he needs government permission to protest anywhere near Westminster.
And they're calling it free speech zones.
Yeah.
Paul, try to shift your phone. You're a little bit off the receiver.
Okay. And then, so we interview Brian Hoare. And then I hear what sounds like somebody speaking through a loudspeaker. At first I thought it was some kind of fear-mongering security alert because it was quite muffled and off in the distance further towards 10 Downing Street. But it's actually right down the path. And it's an Indian or Pakistani man speaking through a megaphone. Now, the megaphone was absolutely gigantic.
I know, I'm in love.
So Alex starts salivating over the size of this megaphone, and the guy's voice is quite soft, so he's not... I mean, the points that you were making were okay in a kind of watered-down, you know, left-wing sense, but not many people can hear him because he hasn't got a loud voice. So we briefly talk to him. Alex asks him if he can use the megaphone. He says yes, and so Alex gets on the megaphone and proceeds to rampage through the evidence of government-sponsored terror and the creation of a police state. And I was watching the people who were walking down Downing Street, and you had literally lines of people froze in their path to hear what Alex was saying. And this carried on for around 5 minutes before the police arrived. And so the police arrive without any particular reason, again, just as in Stockwell. First there's talk about it being too loud. Again, that was something made up on the spot. Just the fact that Alex had a louder voice, the megaphone was at the same level. So then they write Alex a ticket, which is basically another intimidation tactic, and they proceed to stay in the area.
Yeah, they wouldn't leave us alone, and they kept getting in front of the megaphone, which if you did that, it would go...
Yeah, it was that big. You had to clear the area, a close-range area, for it to not feed back.
So yeah, I'm gonna divorce my wife and marry that megaphone. It's a joke, folks.
So the police stayed there for an inordinate amount of time.
And I finally said, hey, you're getting in our way. Leave. Stop it.
Yeah, we were asking them what they were doing, and they didn't seem to be aware of what they were doing. It was simple intimidation tactic to try and make us leave. So finally, they leave, and Alex gets back on the megaphone for another, 10 minutes? And so again, we broadcast to within earshot of Tony Blair's 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, he lives at Downing Street. That's about 100 yards away. The Parliament, Big Ben's another 100 yards away. It's masses of tourists everywhere, but the point is, folks, is that imagine this Texan with this, you know, booming voice on the biggest megaphone I've ever seen, you know, broadcasting against the corrupt crown, the corrupt government, exposing 9/11, exposing who carried out the bombings. It was the most fun I ever had as an activist, taking action against the globalists. You'll get to see the video tonight. No way the video can do justice, though, to actually being there. We'll come back and take calls. We'll tell you about the Shaler interview, David Shaler, MI5, after some calls, and also the Michael Meacher interview. New revelations, folks. Big interviews. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dominating and enslaving and controlling you. You should be able to remember that in your guts, in your bones, in your DNA. And you should be so angry at it. I mean, that's your heritage as Americans and Europeans, for that matter, throwing off royalty. But it's the same inbred class. We were eating at a nicer restaurant, not that nice, breakfast, bar, hotel, and... they're in the elitist area where we were staying, so we could cover it all. And there were these people next to us listening to our conversation, just looking down on us. So I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And then they started talking to us, you know, down their noses. And then, Paul, tell them what they said.
Well, they started talking about Austin, Texas. And they knew somebody who lived in Austin, Texas, who went by the name of something like Lord Ponsonby Smythe the Third. There was definitely something with the third on the end of it. So the lady said that, and I think the man said, they won't know who he is.
It's just they're absolute scum. They're just unhappy, stupid scum. And I'm here to tell them, and I'm sure that those are just wannabe clingers, I'm telling the scum of the world, we're smarter, we're better than you, we're good people, and you're going to lose, and you're all going straight to hell. I'm sorry, they are, Paul.
Well, they were also quite happy about the fact that Brian Hoare was going to get kicked out.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned that to them. They're like, oh, excellent, yeah. I know, they're a bunch of garbage. Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, Regina.
First of all, I'd like to thank Paul Watson for his service, and we need to pray for him because he's left in that pure bat of evil. And I just wondered if he also was noticing any restriction on his vitamins that he may very well need right now, with vitamin C.
No, they haven't put in Codex Alimentarius yet.
Okay, they haven't put it in England, even though the European Union is...
Well, I mean, look, they had Codex Alimentarius. I said this. That was in NAFTA. Did you know that?
I understand that, but what I'm saying here is if I can somehow...
Sure. You're calling in about Codex. Paul, have they taken your vitamins yet?
I believe the European Union one passed 1st of August.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure, though.
Okay, so when he goes to buy something, he'll find out if Nature's Bounty is the only one that's, you know, suitable for him to buy. That seems to be that. But what I want to bring in, Alex, too, on that same note, because we have to keep in on this, because there's been a direct movement to disregard, try to downplay this whole situation with the vitamins being part of this. I was told that we didn't lose our vitamins on Monday. And I want to tell you where this is coming from. It's coming from work being done through a so-called natural health group that is using information from the Congressional Review Research Service. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that regulatory control is coming through these international agreements, and that does affect vitamins and minerals. It's on the record. So, and, I mean, everybody I talk to believes they're trying to take their vitamins. I mean, we've convinced them.
Okay, Alex, but what I'm saying here is we have to pray about this because there's a direct desire to try to minimize it by way of people like the National Nutritional Foods Association, information from the Congressional Review Research Center, and these, I understand, are lawyers who actually write these bills, and so now they do not want this outcry from the people. Shut up, go home, take your settle-down medicine, and, you know, forget about
what
happened.
Well, believe me, Regina, it might be the best thing that ever happened if they start trying. Look, I want the war to come. Let's get it on. Look, the more they move, Regina, the more people wake up. You know that, don't you?
But I understand it.
I mean, look, I tried to beat that bill. I tried to beat CAFTA. You know, we've done our job here, and so have you. You've done an admirable job, Regina.
I understand, but FTAA hasn't passed yet, and Paul Watson is dealing with the devil, and you know, what happens there is happening here. You know what I'm saying, Alex?
Well, I'll tell you what, just stay there, Regina. We'll let you finish up briefly.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.